Warning: the following program does not reflect upon Ryerson or Spirit Live's views. Listener's discretion is advised.
What is up, everyone? Dan the Man here, and we're back with another episode. This is our second episode of What If. I'm here with Pete. What's up, Pete?
What's going on, Dan?
I'm here with Ralph. Ralph the Man.
What's up, Danny?
How's it going?
Good, 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 my friend. How are you?
What's wrong with you, Ralph? Okay, so today we're going to be doing a new conspiracy theory. We got Ralph choosing it. Me and Pete don't know nothing about it. Let's get it, Ralph.
Take
it.
Surprise topic. Very excited. All right,
boys. So this week's conspiracy theory is something that has been going around on TikTok lately. I don't know if you guys have heard of the 27 Club.
27 Club. I think I have heard of that. Yes. With Juice WRLD and all those other guys that
supposed to be next. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Little Uzi Vert. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That topic is actually going viral on TikTok, where there's so many conspiracy theories that Juice WRLD faked his death and that Lil Uzi is gonna die at 27 years old. I hear his fans are like very sad about this.
Really?
Basically.
How old is he now, if you don't mind me asking?
I think he's 26, 25. I think, like, supposed to be, like, next year he's supposed to die.
He's 26. He has to be 26.
Basically, a clip has resurfaced on an interview. He's like, at 27, I'm going to this man. And it was a poster of him, and it was, like, weird. It was, like, some skeleton guy. I don't know, man. Lil Uzi's a weirdo.
So like, a Grim Reaper type vibe you got?
Have you seen that?
I think so. I have. He said, I'm going to this guy?
Yeah, what about you, Dan?
That's scary. I didn't see that, but I just want to confirm he is 26. He's born 1994. Lil Uzi Vert.
So I just want bottom line predictions right now. Is Lil Uzi dying at 27? What do you guys say?
Straight up, man. He kind of looks like Vision now with that stone in the middle of his head. I'm not going to lie. Somebody's going to want to take that $24 million.
Oh, 100%.
No, I think they should cast him in the new Marvel movie or something.
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty stupid. I'm not going to lie. What he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like people. There's so many memes on it. It's so funny.
But anyways, we're steering away from the topic. Pete, what do you think? Predicting, is he going to die at 27 or no?
I don't know, man. Is he still like doing like all these heavy drugs and heavy drinking and
100%. 100%.
Honestly, man.
I don't think he's doing drugs. I just think he's a weirdo. But I like his music.
I don't know. This prediction stuff is kind of sketch, man.
Okay.
So, straight up? Maybe. I don't know. I can't give you a straight answer.
I think it'd be too obvious if he did.
Yeah.
It'd be too obvious.
I'm not going to lie to you. But the... That guy on, what's his name on YouTube? He was predicting those people's deaths.
Oh, 21 Vision.
Yeah. So he put out this video 3 years ago predicting Kobe Bryant's death, and you got the same exact date on it. But people do say it was edited to make it seem like it was put out 3 years ago. But how do you do that?
I know how to, I can explain it to you. It's actually exposed.
Take it away, Dan the Man.
So it's fake because what you can do. So basically, he posted a video 3 years ago. Made it private on YouTube.
Okay.
3 years ago of every single day of, like, let's just say each, like, he gets a famous person, a celebrity. So let's just say Kobe Bryant. He put every single day of the year that,
okay,
like, it said that he was going to die this year. Like, he made it. So it was a long video. It was, like, a very long video of every single day of the year, it predicting, like, just putting it for 2020. Okay? So just listen. He made it private, and he has multiple years of those videos. For example.
Directed to Kobe Adams, himself?
Yeah, just by himself. One,
but video. Why Kobe? Like, well, that's kind of sketch, no? Like,
yeah. Not just Kobe. No, not just Kobe. Literally, he probably has, like, I can only imagine, like, thousands of videos already.
Okay, so, like,
but what's the point of that?
Okay,
that
so an example.
So, time.
So, example, 10 celebrities, 12 months out of the year. So, 10 celebrities, he does 12 videos.
365 days. So, He'll do, let's just say January 1st, January 2nd. He'll just make, you know, that blink. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, and then it shows the day. And it's
okay.
Just,
but here's the thing now. There's 2021 Vision with a lot of celebrities. And it's not, and they have the days already preset. So the earliest one is March 12th, and it's supposed to be Tyga. So on March 12th, we'll give you guys an update, see what happens.
Yeah. What was Tekashi's?
Tekashi's was April 8th, I believe. Let me check that out. April 8th or 9th, I believe.
April 8th, eh? Or 9th? Yeah, so early crazy. April.
Let me just say this. They also edit videos. So they go back in their private, because YouTube has a studio where you can actually edit the video. So they just put that one clip and then they post it. They make it public. They don't post it.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it. It says 3 years ago. Nothing.
So it just says 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And just so that you guys know, the 27 Club is a list consisting of most popular musicians, artists, and actors who died at the age of 27. So
can you list them?
List some? Let me see. Yeah.
Juice WRLD.
Let's just see.
You know what's crazy is that some people think he's still alive. Like him, Michael Jackson, Tupac. Like there was a lot of sightings apparently of Tupac in like games or in like where was he?
Cuba. Yeah, apparently he went to Cuba, dude.
Man.
That's there's crazy. A lot of
people. There's also an album by I can't remember the guy who dropped an album, but like all the songs in order, the first letter of each song, it says Juice WRLD is alive, like, and it's like a whole spiraling conspiracy going around this. It's really weird.
If you want to talk about songs and conspiracy,
yeah, but he could have easily like why would I take this guy's word for it type thing?
Because he's like a close with Juice WRLD apparently.
But why would he expose him like that if he's close with him?
I don't know. I guess it's subliminal messages to his fans. Like, you know, I don't know. But the whole story with Juice WRLD and how he OD'd at the airport, that was something else.
Yeah, man. I don't know why he did that, man. Should have done
so
that.
What if Tupac is still alive or Michael Jackson? What do you guys think? Because there was a video of actually Michael Jackson getting out of the ambulance. And
I've seen that walking into this building,
right? Like this whole world is filled with conspiracies and what ifs. Like we're just, I don't know, man, can't always believe everything.
What if his label didn't want to, I don't know, said that they killed him
the whole
maybe because they owed him money.
The whole music industry is messed up, man.
Let me just say this. Let me tell you guys this. What do you guys think of this? I'm going to tell you guys this. Okay. This is a very unpopular opinion. Actually, I don't know if it's unpopular. I don't know if anyone thought of it this way, but I was thinking about this for a while now. Celebrity deaths are a trend. People are waiting for celebrities to die. It's a trend. They want to post about this famous person dying. I don't know if like what you guys think about that.
What do you mean? Can you like...
Like it's like almost like it's a trend. It's like... It's like they're just waiting for more deaths to happen.
To post and...
Yeah, to post more about it and like tell people why they miss it. Just to start like post something on social media. Like,
yeah, for example, yeah.
They want the 27 Club to be real. They want more people to die. Mm-hmm. It's not like they want it. I'm not saying it's just like...
Who knows? Maybe they do.
They want it. It's like a trend. Yeah. Like it's like
they want to be right.
Yeah, it's like celebrities dying is like almost like a trend and it's not... Yeah. A joke, because this is like people actually dying.
Yeah, this is life, man.
It's a serious matter.
Like when you sign your name on that label deal or whatever, like you're basically a puppet.
That's not even that. Sorry, bro. They own you, man.
They own you. You're right. If you don't want to go do this interview, guess what? You have to.
You have to, man.
And if they don't,
that's why they get all stressed out and all the stuff that happens where they get into these. Arguments heavy with drugs. Their labels, make it public, heavy drugs, ruining their life, out of control.
And then, guess what?
Yeah.
The celebrity's dead. A couple of weeks later, maybe a month later.
And if you're not signed with them, if you're not part of a label, they try to take you down.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Tory Lanez. They tried to take him down. They always try to. For example, with that whole case. Where
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes, exactly.
They staged that.
That was not real. Like, actually, I can't.
Well, she actually did get shot, but yes, they tried to blame it on him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just to take him down. Man.
They don't want to see a Toronto rapper make it.
And it's those rebels that you know, get that attention on them, and labels don't think it's a good idea to do that, right? So it brings all the heat down on them, and that's how they kind of spiral out, right?
Exactly.
But now there's the power of TikTok. That's bringing like light towards upcoming artists and stuff like that.
Definitely, I agree with that.
Well, I guess that's it. If you guys have any other conclusive arguments.
Honestly, all I have to say is, like, what if the 27 Club was real? Like, what do you guys think of that?
Honestly, I can believe the 27 Club is real. Like,
you think records. Like there's it's like an agenda where like they just go out and find a way to kill these people that makes it look like
or
an
maybe like they fake. I just got it. What if the 27 Club is real because all these musicians and rappers have had enough of their label, so they fake their own death to get out of that contract with their label? What do you guys think of that?
And then they just move to another country?
Yeah.
I straight up, you want me to be honest with you? I would.
Yeah.
If I had an issue, because yo, take it in. Like, signing with a label, they give you a big amount of money and you're theirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like so the reference is signing your soul or selling your soul to the devil. That's basically what it is, man.
Yeah, that's what
you don't have control. You don't have control.
It may not be literally, but and sometimes it is literally, but a lot of the time, it's just a metaphor, but
it's a metaphor.
It's the metaphor for that, bro.
Yeah, it's a metaphor, but your soul.
There's a lot that sell their soul, like literally, like to the Illuminati and stuff like that. But that's a whole nother.
Yeah, but brother, these labels are huge, man. They are 100%. The Illuminati and
yeah, exactly. Whatever, so right? It's all connected in a sense.
Men in the suits.
Yeah, for sure.
Men in black.
For sure. Ralph, I gotta agree with you on that one. To be honest, I think that theory is probably true. I mean,
most likely.
I can't say it's true, but I think it is because, bro, why not? Like, why not? Why not get out of it? Why not fake your death?
Because
Tupac, Michael Jackson, like, come on, you know? Even Juice WRLD.
I just had a question about Michael Jackson. How did Michael Jackson go from black to being white? Why does no one talk about that?
Like, so basically what it was is he bleached his skin.
How does that
went through like this fate where like he's like, bro, I want to be white. I don't know. I think he had
that's a pretty sensitive topic in 2021 these days. Like, imagine a white man turning black or something, or vice versa.
I'm not sure, so I can't speak. Michael Jackson's like not too old for me, but I was also
what I do know is he bleached his skin through with needles and stuff.
Okay, definitely. Perfect. Good to know.
So then I don't know for what, but that's what the process is.
So if he did that, why don't you see a lot of people doing that today? Who else would do that? Exactly.
No. Like, I think he did that because I thought this. I don't know. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on it. Again, I think he did it because he had an issue with his skin. I could be wrong, like a disease or something. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I'm just.
It makes sense.
But you don't hear about people doing that today.
No.
But yeah, of course. I'm not sure, but I think he had this disease. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it. I don't know. I think he might have.
You know what? Put that down on hold.
All right, guys. So final let's thoughts. Check it out. Let's 27 check it out. Club. What are they?
Me. I think it's. I don't think it's a certain like age. I don't think. I think it could mean the 27 Club could mean something bigger and different than just necessarily 27. It could be any age. XXXTentacion didn't die when he was 27. He was 23, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't think it really matters, like, the age you are. Also, Pete's actually searching up right now.
Yeah. By the way, you were right. It was a disease in his skin. So
yes.
He told Winfrey in 1933 interview that he lightened his skin with makeup because of vitiligo. I doubt it was makeup. He bleached his skin, but it was a disease that gave him blotchy, like light, dark patches.
That's what it was.
So they found that out
after an autopsy that verified the diagnosis after he died. So
it's kind of like, what's that girl's name?
With Kyle Kuzma,
Yes.
Drake, the one that he shouted. Drake shouted.
Yeah. She's a model.
Yeah, the model. Yeah, it's like that. That's what it was. I remember. I'm not too familiar with that.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
This is my final thoughts of the 27 Club. I believe that if Uzi reportedly dies at 27, it's confirmed. Like,
okay.
No, hands down, like, there's something bigger, something going on that we don't know about.
And yourself, Pete?
I think it is true.
Okay.
I'd say why not get out of that contract, man?
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to own me, to be honest.
It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I wouldn't want anyone owning me.
Because, bro, like, they're young. They want that amount of money, and then they realize that they have no control over their life, realistically.
Yep. And then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So honestly, man, people just hunger for fame.
Definitely. Yeah. And money.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast episode.
Be sure to check us out. We release episodes every Monday.
Exactly. So
we'll have those weekly for you guys. What if? Stay tuned for the best conspiracies.
Pete, my man, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Ralph, thanks for coming, dude.
No problem. Anytime, Dan the man.
My name is Dan, and this is What If. See you guys next week.
Peace, guys.
Signing off.